Country Club FM.
Before we go into today's Almanac, Neil, I have to commend you on yesterday's performance. As I do day in and day out, I review the entire day's Almanac later in the day. I listen. Of course, it's about quality control, trying to keep the Bob Almanac as the best 20 minutes in all of radio, as people have told me that it is. I'm not making that statement. People have told me that. And yesterday, it was a feisty Neil Freeman. It was feisty Liv Tyler coming back at me saying, you were out of line. You were demanding Wolfman Jack's death be included.
Right.
I mean, I tell you what, and I looked, our digital numbers were way up because of that. So yeah. A feisty Neil Freeman.
I stood my ground.
A feisty Neil Freeman is a fun and productive Neil Freeman.
Well.
There's no doubt about that. And the whole Wolfman Jack thing, I mean, we barely kept it under 20 minutes. If I do Wolfman Jack, I would have had to have done Marlon Brando, and Michael Landon died yesterday.
Oh, wow.
As an anniversary of his death. There's just no way.
Well,
we have to make difficult decisions,
yes,
on the Almanac.
And I tell you what, then I give you credit because I know Michael Landon is a huge guy, and in your life. So.
You don't know how tough a decision that was for me, yeah, to skip the death of Michael Landon.
Right on.
So we could get Evelyn Champagne King in there with shame. Thursday, July 2nd, 184th day of the year, 182 left here. Yes, we are. Downhill slide, 1505 this date. Martin Luther, he's the guy who started the Protestant Reformation, Neil.
Right.
You familiar with Martin Luther?
I am.
So it was this date, after an encounter with a violent thunderstorm, Martin Luther declares that he will become a monk. It was the power of a thunderstorm that led him to the monkhood. And then, of course, the Protestant Reformation, then a little bit later on. So he was inspired by the power of nature, Neil.
Right.
What are you inspired to do by the power of nature?
Well,
the call of nature?
Yeah, that.
Nature calls?
Certainly.
1776, we were getting ready for the Declaration of Independence. This was this date, Richard Henry Lee's resolution. And he was the one who stated that the American colonies are, quote, they are and of right ought to be free and independent states, end quote. That was adopted by the Continental Congress on their way, of course, to the Declaration of Independence.
Pretty good.
Ever watch one of those silly sci-fi network movies, Sharknado?
Haven't been able to quite digest the entire show, but I've seen like a half hour, 45 minutes of a couple of them.
Believe it or not, it is actually rooted in some truth. There is actually some factual basis on that. It isn't completely made up. Yes,
whoa.
Because on this date in 1843, there was a thunderstorm in Charleston, South Carolina, and an alligator fell from the sky. It had been sucked out of wherever, out of some swamp somewhere, some lowland, some recharge zone in a wetland,
uh-huh,
and was taken up into the sky. It's like the, like what's her name on the
Wizard of Oz. Yes.
And she's driving on her little bicycle, and she's up there. It's just like the alligator is up there, and then it drops down to the ground. 1843. It's documented in a newspaper.
Okay.
I have the clipping here, a picture of it, not the actual clipping.
One more time on the year.
1843.
Oh.
Let's move on to the news. It's newsreel time.
Then to a waiting world came news of disaster as the plane failed to reach tiny Howland Island in mid-Pacific. A British freighter, the Coast Guard, and the Navy sped to the search. The battleship Colorado steaming out from Honolulu under forced draft.
So it was this date, that's the coverage and the newsreel that was dealing with Amelia Earhart's disappearance. Her and Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean. They were trying to make the first round-the-world flight, and they didn't make it. Remember, there have been pictures that have surfaced, and there was a whole documentary done on it, that it seemed to have showed Amelia Earhart on a dock.
Yes.
After the whole fact, with her plane behind, it was some Japanese something or other, Japanese frigate, maybe.
Right.
And so that was really crazy.
Pretty compelling evidence that was Amelia.
It sure was. 10 years ago, some compelling evidence here as well.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army. Army officers say the missile, found sometime last week, has been inspected at Roswell, New Mexico, and sent to Wright Field, Ohio, for further inspection.
This is the date of the Roswell incident. Flying object believed by many to be an alien spacecraft landed, crashed, and the military later said it was just a weather balloon. The Air Force insisted it was just a weather balloon.
Mm-hmm.
But eyewitness accounts, you know, a lot of little green men ride in weather balloons. I know my weather balloon. I put little green men there all the time.
Sure.
So that was in 47 and 62. Walmart opened up for the first time. Yeah. Sam Walton opened up his first Walmart store. Yeah, before he could do that, he had to go around and he recruited greeters.
Sure.
Had to recruit greeters and scantily clad men and women in clothes that they shouldn't be wearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Far too revealing clothes.
Right.
And then he could finally open. It took him about 5 days to find that. So they were going to open this 5 days earlier, but he had to find the right people.
I understand.
To be in his Walmart. It was called Walmart Discount City. Rogers, Arkansas, this state, 1962.
And he did pretty well with those.
They've made some money, that family. They certainly have.
Yep.
Before an audience of legislators and civil rights leaders who have labored long and hard for passage of the bill, President Johnson calls for all Americans to back what he calls a turning point in history.
We must not approach the observance and enforcement of this law in a vengeful spirit.
That is LBJ signing the Civil Rights Act this date, 1964. And even though that was 56 years ago, we still got some work to do on that,
it sounds like.
Yes, we do. Going back to the Walmart thing, we were saying, yeah, they've done pretty well in Walmart, this and that. There are probably some people on Main Street America that aren't that happy about Walmart.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You know,
yep.
Where they come into their town, the big box retail, and
a lot of the
drawing people away from
shops.
The downtown mom-and-pop hardware stores, grocery stores, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, it's been positive. And both sides, exactly. 1979 in the news on today's Bob Almanac.
One Phoenix bank ordered more than a quarter million Susan Anthony's and now has that many headaches.
So tellers have problems giving them out for quarters instead of dollars. And of course, we had a lot of complaints from the merchants that take them and restaurants and things. They won't use them because they look too much like a quarter.
The bankers didn't want to be identified because they're under pressure to help the Federal Reserve banks unload Ms. Anthony.
They're trying to unload the Susan B. Anthony's. They're putting pressure on the bank tellers to...
Well, how stupid were they?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's like the government pressuring doctors to put COVID-19... on as a death when it wasn't the real reason.
Right. Yeah.
They wanted to get out the Susan B. Anthony dollars. Have you ever been fooled? I mean, they're easily...
Oh, sure.
They decided poorly when it came to making that particular coin. Just too close to a quarter.
Yeah. The look, the size, everything was just too much like a quarter. It was poorly played.
79? How about 82?
Larry Walters had always dreamed of flying a balloon to a faraway place. Mm. So with help from a friend who taped these scenes, he rigged 42 weather balloons to a lawn chair and filled them with helium. Walters hoped to fly across the mountains to the Mojave Desert, staying in touch with a CB radio. Suddenly a cable broke and up he went with one emotion.
Fulfillment. I was on my way.
He was on his way, Larry Walters.
How far
lawn
did he go?
Chair. Well, it says here 16,000 feet. That's getting close to the point of altitude sickness, I would think.
Yeah.
45 helium-filled weather balloons, and he had some water jugs strapped to his chair. And it wasn't even that good of a lawn chair. It was one of those kind of those old cheapo ones with the straps, those plastic straps. Wasn't even a Chase lounge.
How do you get down? You just kind of pop balloons?
Yeah, you start popping balloons.
Work your way down.
You lose altitude. So that was in 1982. I don't know if anybody else has been dumb enough to try that.
Gosh, I hope not.
1985, General Motors announced. It was the beginning of GPS.
Really?
General Motors 85? Announced, although we weren't using satellites at this point, it was basically electronic roadmaps.
Okay.
You'd have to update them every now and then as roads changed, but you could kind of follow along. It wouldn't tell you exactly where you're at, but you could kind of pinpoint and do all that other stuff. So General Motors announced the installation of electronic roadmaps in some of their higher-priced cars. They also announced that the Chevrolet Chevette would finally get doors on this date, 1985. And then on this date, 1987, Kansas City Royals outfielder Jim Eisenreich, St. Cloud native, St. Cloud State Husky, played for the Twins and then had to not retire, but had to leave the game for a while to try and work through his Tourette's syndrome and get that under control. He did. He came back to Kansas City.
He was a good hitter.
And he hit his first home run since 1982 for the Royals.
What
on
a great
this date.
Story.
It was a comeback. I mean, comeback player of all time, really, when you think about it.
He was most impressive. Good guy and a good hitter.
He played for the Twins until 84. Just think if he wouldn't have had that, Kirby Puckett comes up, he would have been in right field right away, maybe.
Right.
You know, maybe they keep Eisenreich in center or flip him to right and put Kirby in center. It would have changed. And then where do you put Bernanski?
Right.
You go over to left, and then do they ever acquire Dan Gladden? I mean, it's kind of fun to kind of think about that stuff. But Jim Eisenreich had to leave the Twins, and he played in a couple of World Series. Didn't he win one with the Marlins?
He was a hitter.
Yeah. He had over 300, did he win a batting title? He was
National
League. I mean, he was pretty close, though. He hit 330-something a few years there.
Good hitter, absolutely.
Once he got things going.
A line drive hitter.
It's birthdays today. Former Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos, the one with all the shoes.
The shoes, there she is.
Enough shoes for several centipedes. 91 today. Robert Ito, we have, you know what time it is, Neil.
Oh, I love it. It's TV theme time. And I know this one, I think.
We'll take a stab at it. Well, here's
Quincy. We're about to enter the fascinating sphere of police work, the world of forensic medicine.
Of forensic medicine and Quincy's trusted sidekick, his lab partner, Robert Ito, is 89 today.
Nice.
He was Sam. He played Sam. He did all the dirty work.
Yep.
When Quincy needed, some stuff underneath the victim's fingernails, guess who got it? It wasn't Quincy. Quincy was out on a date over at that restaurant that, what's his name? What was the name of that place?
I don't remember.
I can't remember either. Robert Ito is 89. Richard Petty, 83 today.
Pretty good racer.
One of the classic racers of all time. The guy won a few races.
Well.
Happy birthday to him.
That should be nice to a hardworking woman.
I don't know. I've never had one here.
Male.
What?
Kiss my Gwyneth.
She is and was and forever will be Flo.
Yes.
There was a year here, I looked it up, Jim Eisenreich hit 361 for the Philadelphia Phillies. Hit 316 for the Phillies.
Wow.
I don't know if he won the batting title that year. He may not have had enough at-bats when he hit 361. But anyway, that's Flo. Polly Holiday, 83 today, from Alice, had her own show.
How does male have two syllables?
Male. Well, that's just how they say
that's
it down south. So
that's
Polly
impressive.
Holiday, one of the great, as far as pop culture lines and references and sayings, Kiss My Grits is as good as they come.
Right up there with Dynamite.
And don't tell my wife, but for her birthday, I bought her a Kiss My Grits shirt, and it's on its way. It's pink, and it has a picture of Flo on it.
Oh, nothing says I love you.
She is going to love it. Vicente Fox, my favorite Mexican president, formerly.
He's right there.
78 today. A funny guy, writer, but when he's on the camera, he's hilarious, too. Larry David.
Mr. Steinbrenner. Moonlighting for Tyler Chicken. Pretty impressive, George. Days with the New York Yankees and nights in Arkansas with a top flight bird outfit. And a hen supervisor to boot. Blown away. Hello, George.
He wrote with Jerry Seinfeld, helped create Seinfeld, and then he did Curb Your Enthusiasm and a lot of the voices as well, including George Steinbrenner. And also, is anybody here a marine biologist? That's Larry David. And you also may be familiar with his Bernie Sanders.
Very good.
Impersonation. 73. Huey Lewis on the harmonica, and that is Johnny Cola on the saxophone. He's one of the news. Huey Lewis and the News, one of the original newses.
Saw him at the State Fair.
I saw him at Grand Casino Hinckley Outdoor Amphitheater at one point in time. 68 for Johnny Cola. Brett, the Hitman Hart.
I just want to say that I am truly the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, whether the American wrestling fans like it or not.
He was from Canada, with yesterday being Canada Day, so it's fitting that we have Brett the Hitman Hart, 63. He was the victim of the Montreal screw job, Neil.
Oh.
In his last match in the WWF, now WWE, he was supposed to retain the belt, but Vince McMahon screwed him. That's why they call it the screw job.
Wow.
He and Shawn Michaels and the referee, even Shawn Michaels was somewhat surprised. The announcers were surprised. Everybody was surprised because it wasn't supposed to happen. They didn't go by the script, Neil.
I guess they didn't.
And that's what happens sometimes.
I thought he had died.
But no, that's his brother, Owen.
Oh,
Owen
okay.
was the
Owen
one Hart, who yeah. fell from the rafters okay. at the arena in Kansas City, Kemper Arena. Jose Canseco, a bit of an oddball, 56. We also need to mention his twin brother, Ozzy.
Yeah, he was a member of the 40,
Bash 40 Brothers. He was the Bash Brothers. He was an odd bird, though.
Oh, he was, but he who steals 40 bases and it's 40 home runs? That's rare.
A guy on steroids.
Cheater.
Jose Canseco, 56. Michelle Branch.
There's nothing you can do or say. You're gonna break my heart anyway.
The records. So
yeah, she's one half of the records.
They didn't
Michelle
last
Branch.
Long.
No, they had this hit. This was number one. We used to play this, but it didn't make the purge. Michelle Branch. She's 37 today from the records. That's Leave the Pieces, name of that. Probably lost and forgotten, but not a bad number one.
It's a good tune.
Lindsay Lohan, 34, Parent Trap, Freaky Friday. Had her issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan, 34. And Margot Robbie. She is the films in Hollywood's Harley Quinn.
Oh, on Suicide Squad.
If you like a girl, can you light her cigarette with your pinky? Because that would be real classy.
Hey, y'all might want to leave old boy alone. He could torch this whole joint.
Will Smith was in that movie, too. Suicide Squad. And then they had the new one, Birds of Prey, within just the last year. You okay over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Margot Robbie, 30.
Gone, but not forgotten. We have former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. He was the first black justice to sit on the Supreme Court, and he was born on this day, 1908. He's my guy. He's Festus on Gunsmoke, Ken Curtis.
What in the Sam Hill are you trying to do, you knuckleheaded stump skunk? You knuckleheaded stump skunk?
That was so good we had to hear it twice.
Yeah, why not? He had colorful names, but...
He couldn't read.
He couldn't read or write.
He was like Mr. Edwards.
No, he couldn't read or write, but a lot of times he forgot his reading spectacles. Ken Curtis was tremendous as Festus. Fine
Festus,
singer.
A Festus for the rest of us.
Yes.
Think of that.
The Inspiration Channel, INSP, is doing a Ken Curtis marathon. They're going to run a bunch of his best gun smokes. Starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Don't you dare miss
it's gonna
it.
It's going to be a
long run. And that was 1916. Civil rights leader Medgar Evers, born on this day, 1925. Actor Brock Peters, you may remember.
Protest. To offer Klingons safe haven within Federation space is suicide. Klingons would become the alien trash of the galaxy.
Admiral Cartwright speaking so poorly of the Klingons.
Is that the character he played?
Brock Peters, Admiral Cartwright from the Star Trek movies. He's kind of a poor man's Moses Gunn.
Okay. And he was in To Kill a Mockingbird, another outstanding movie. Brock Peters, 1927. We wouldn't have Wendy's restaurants without Dave Thomas.
I started Wendy's with one restaurant and a philosophy. Don't have hamburgers sitting around. Serve them hot off the grill.
Let me tell you something. At my house, there was never a problem of hamburgers sitting around.
No.
They're out on the counter, on the table. They're gone
they
within
disappear.
15 minutes.
Right. How many Wendy's triples have you had in your career, do you think?
You know, not many. It
yeah,
seems
I probably,
overkill.
I think
two is enough for me. Two patties.
Yeah, two patties is good. Every now and then, I think I've had probably in my life.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but there is a such thing as too much beef.
Right. Three, maybe four times I've ordered a triple. I was very hungry at the time. Wendy's restaurant founder Dave Thomas, born on this day, 1932. He was a member of the Temptations, Paul Williams, 1939, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
We have some local country fans that are going to be upset with your staff.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song.
Marvin Rainwater.
You just wanted to do more whistling.
Of course.
Why not?
I'm Earl Hagen of Modern Times.
Very nice.
So this is Marvin Rainwater. You know, he lived in Aiken for the longest time. Yep. He moved to Minnesota.
He had some hits.
And he passed away in Minneapolis in 2013.
What year was he born?
1925. Marvin Rainwater.
And now they're all
gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
So you need to leave?
Yes, I gotta get to a conference call here. So
do your best with that.
Yep,
as we always say.
Right.
But I will still give you the go-ahead here and the authority to pick the kickoff song for the Bobathon.
Okay.
And the start of the No Repeat Workday.
Let's do it.
Desert Rose Band. She Don't Love Nobody. Mm-hmm. Brooks and Dunn. Boot Scoot and Boogie. Or it's Montgomery Gentry with What Do You Think About That?
Let's do our friends from the Desert Rose Band.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Faribault. KLCIL.